Let's go fishing, or at least let's talk about it. Welcome aboard. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your host every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m., Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Alan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear from some of the skippers and others that we have calling in for the evening.
I think I say it every week, but we've got an exciting show lined up. We're really going to take to heart this the coastal theme this week. So we're going to start up on the North Coast, hopefully, check in with hopefully Randy Thornton in Fort Bragg, work our way down the coast to Bodega Bay, Rick Powers, check in with Dennis Baxter. He hopefully will fill us in the area from San Francisco Bay, Half Moon Bay area in regards to salmon and the rockfish opener. And we'll work our way down the coast into Monterey Bay and even Southern California, bordering into Northern Mexico. So it's an exciting show. A lot of the topic or show emphasis this week is on the coast. I mean, that 4th of July weekend, things really turned around. We had the big fish tournament start right here that Monterey Bay Salmon Trout puts on. And as Larry Wolf mentioned, it wasn't looking good, Mike, Thursday before the tournament. And then all of a sudden, like, the floodgates opened up. The big halibut moved inshore. A few big salmon came out of nowhere and made the guest appearance in Soquel Hole. They're still around. What are the cohos up to? Are they still in the area? We'll let you know about that. Where to go for some halibut, as well as the rock fishing report. Yep, it opened up Saturday, so a lot of fish being fried this weekend and in the days to come. And Alan, I think you made it out this morning for some cod, is that right?
Oh yeah, Mike. You know, the fish summer has hit its stride, really, and I was hoping for a halibut, but I settled for a couple ling cod and a passel of rockfish, you know, and, you know, so the refrigerator's full again.
Fantastic. So that's kind of today's theme. If you do have a report of your own, we'll get you in there. Give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. That's right. It's the Let's Go Fishing Show, and we're right here on KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340, and proud to be streamed live at KSCO.com. Tell your friends. Also archived at Ship to Shore Radio and SportFishingReport.com. So don't touch that exciting show. A lot of the usual characters. It's always animated, and we hope to keep you informed. So we'll be right back after this break with more of the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. Calstar, Shimano, Lamaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV. and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you.
You may be spending money on insurance right now. Do you know what your auto liability limits are? Is your home covered for full reconstruction costs? Do you know how affordable a renter's policy or life insurance can be when they are packaged with other farmers' policies? If you haven't talked to your agent lately and you would like a friendly consultation with me, Mike Baxter, call 831-588-9577. Farmers' rates are very competitive. For a quote, call Mike Baxter, 831-588-9577, or contact me through the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show website, www.theletsgofishingradioshow.com. Mike Baxter, 831-588-9577.
You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call P. Middlecaw, financial consultant at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecaw. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Hopefully you're planning on getting out this week in beautiful weather inshore. High pressure persists though offshore, so we'll fill you in about the weather reports there. If you got tuna on your brain, stay tuned. We'll talk about the weather here in a minute. But right now you are tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show, KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340, Fish Talk Radio. Yes, it's safe to talk about fishing here. Thanks to everybody at KSCO and running the board. Chris Spencer, our main man, keeps us going. Alan Bushnell, co-hosting the show, making some calls right now, lining up the show. So we got an exciting show this week, really emphasizing on the West Coast here. We're going to start up at Northern California and just get some reports from the guides and the charter boat captains that are out there usually just about every day and find out what's going on. And that way, if you're planning to head out, you'll have some inside information fresh from today's reports and giving an idea where to go this weekend. And if not, it's always entertaining. So we're glad you're tuned in. The show is only made possible through to the sponsors as well as you guys listening, so we appreciate it. Remember, like I always say, no one of us knows more than all of us. The show is only made possible through you guys listening and the sponsors, Dave Dawson there at Bailey Properties, Knox Roofing, Bayside Marine, Santa Cruz Harbor, Pete Middlecoff, and even yours truly now in the insurance industry. That's me, Mike Baxter. Alan, what do you think? We got a good show lined up. How'd the calls go during the break?
Pretty good, I know that we have at least one of our North Coast skippers on the line right now waiting to tell us about rock fishing and salmon fishing in Bodega Bay.
Fantastic. Well, let's go straight to Rick Powers. I mean, if there was a theme of the year besides high gas prices, it would be salmon that are biting, excuse the expression, but wide open at Bodega Bay. So what's happening, Rick?
Everything's going well.
Is it still the same pace? I think we missed you last week, and it's just been off the Richter scale for salmon in Bodega Bay.
The last time we spoke, we were talking about limits and just fantastic fishing, and it still has been exceptional fishing. Like I said the last time we talked, in all my years, I've never seen it this consistent. It's just been a phenomenal bite here in Bodega, and we're happy to have it. Action has tapered a bit the last couple of days. We pretty much were running south for probably 3 weeks straight down, between Bird Rock, Elephant, south of our harbor for quite some time. We had consistent fishing down there, and then all of a sudden this showed up on the north side. They may have been there the whole time because everybody was pretty much fishing strictly south. And now for the last week and a half, we've been fishing from the Russian River down to Muscle Point.
Okay.
Been consistent, pretty much 1 week of solid limit fishing, a lot of mixed fish, not real large fish, a lot of fish in the 5, 6, 7 pound class like that. But now the last couple of days we've had northwest wind, and the little fish have taken a hike, and the big fish have moved in. So we've had some extremely large fish. We had a 39-pounder on the new sea angler today, and yesterday we had we didn't have limits. We had about a fish per rod, but we had a 20-pound average, which was exceptional when as far as the size goes.
Yeah, it sounds like it's still really good fishing. Are you seeing a change in conditions? I know some clear waters kind of moved into the Monterey Bay and the salmon grounds here, but are you still seeing the dark water and the bait schools along the beach there, Rick?
Yeah, right. We've still got some dark water right in tight in some areas. Of course, if you get offshore a mile or two, a couple miles offshore, then you've got that clear, cold water. Yeah, the water has dropped in temperature significantly, and of course, with colder water, that means clear water, and clear water sometimes means tough salmon conditions. But we've still got huge spots of anchovies and some off color, you know, water with color to it, right in close to the beach, and that's where we've been fishing. That's where we've been spending our time.
And I know there's a lot of fish. I think north of you, I talked to the guys in Eureka. Their season just closed, but they closed with really good fishing up there, and they had a lot of those 15 to 25 pound salmon, those big 3-year-old and 4-year-old Sacramento River fish that it sounds like are from basically San Francisco Bay north. So there's still going to be a lot of those big spawners coming down the coast through your area as the season progresses.
I think so. The other thing is I've been getting reports from Fort Bragg, and I understand it's extremely good. It's been extremely good up there the last week or two, and they've been huge fish. So
yeah,
I'm sure those are our Sacramento River spawners, and they're yet to come. Usually those fish find their way down to this area and kind of head down along 10 Mile Beach and then around the corner and down into the San Francisco area. So that's yet to come.
Yeah, they'll slow down if you got dark water and bait there to feed on.
Exactly.
And now I know the wind's been up, and I got to ask, cause it's that time of the year, any reports of albacore from your area, or has it just been too rough to get out?
Yeah, you know, no, I don't think anybody's actually looked at it here.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard some guys talking about, they've been looking at the SSTs, and I guess they're seeing some warm water starting to kind of push in, and you know, it's getting to be that time of the year. I think that if we have, you know, a couple of weeks of flat, or, you know, let's say a week or 10 days of flat conditions, we'll see that warm water show up somewhere.
Yeah, and I hate to jump from fantastic salmon fishing that you've had, but now with the rock cod opener, Bodega Bay is always notorious for great inshore rock fishing. How was that?
Well, we fished, I'm running, what I run on the new Sea Angler is I run a salmon, rock cod, and ling cod combo trip. And what I do is I assess the conditions daily and, you know, the weather and the salmon bite and try and put together the best trip I can. What we did over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we concentrated our efforts on rockfish. We had outstanding ling cod fishing. We were taking 30 to 40 ling cod a day, along with full limits of rockfish. The rockfish are on a real tear because of the amount of anchovies and bait schools that are in the area, so they're really fired up. And then we spent the afternoons mooching for salmon, you know, after we caught our limits of rockfish, and that was real good. We had, 12 to 24 fish mooching along with the rock cod and ling cod, so real productive trips.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad I asked. I didn't even know that. So you're mixing it up a little, rockfish and salmon. That's good fun.
Yep.
Well, fantastic, Rick. Again, from Bodega Bay Sport Fishing on the new Sea Angler. Give us some contact information to ride with you or any of the other boats there you do bookings for.
Okie doke. Anybody can get in touch with us here in Bodega at 707-875-3344 or 875-3495.
And I checked out your site. I think was that through USA Fishing. I saw a site. I think it was you. It had some of the old Santa Cruz boys that used to go up there during the heyday at the Cordell Banks on it. What's the site there?
We should probably update that a little bit, but that's usafishing.com. And once you get there, you go to Bodega.
Yeah, it was cool. I saw some of the guys from the harbor here and gave them a hard time. They had big hair and big ling cod and a bunch of rockfish that you could tell came from Cordell Banks.
Right.
Good fun. All right, Rick, you take care. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Pretty good stuff there. I know a lot of the gang here used to head up there in the old days and just load up the cod. Boy, was that some fishing at the Cordell Banks. But they still do good inshore.
Right, yeah. And the ling cod that come from that area, it's just like a different beast, Mike. These things are like 3 feet long. It's just giant.
Yeah, fantastic. I mentioned further up the coast, we were checking in with the guys in Eureka, Mad River Outfitters. I talked to... Jim from, he makes the fish pills there from Man River Manufacturing. He said their salmon season out of Eureka ended on a positive note. He had some secondhand information from Fort Bragg that the guys ran out to that Viscano Canyon that's kind of north-northwest of Fort Bragg, and there was rumors of a couple albacore and a few bluefin out of there. So, again, that's second to third-hand information, but that was the report he gave me. He stays fairly connected. Their salmon season ended up there on a positive note. It won't be opened again until September, as odd as that sounds, because that's kind of the peak time for those Klamath River fish. Heading down the coast, we may check in with Randy Thornton. I know you checked in with him earlier today. Did you get any information from him from Fort Bragg, Alan?
Yeah, Randy says the fishing is still fantastic up there, and he's actually running two trips a day. Instead of doing a combo trip, he's doing a trip in the morning for salmon, getting limits for his clients, and then a trip in the afternoon for rockfish and getting limits for his clients. And there's even a couple clients on the boat for both trips. Now, that's a diehard.
That sounds like my kind of action. He's just, and he's probably not running more than 3 miles from the harbor. So
1 mile from the harbor, and he's getting the salmon and the rockfish basically in the same spot. Yeah, so he's saving on gas.
Okay, so that's kind of working our way down. Again, the theme is starting up there towards the border, Eureka and Fort Bragg. We got some information there. We may check in with Randy Thornton if he does give us a call. And Rick Powers was kind enough to fill us in from Bodega Bay. Heading down the coast, who we haven't talked to in a while. I hope we can get him. Is the Cuz. That's Dennis Baxter, owner and operator, the new Captain Pete out of Huck Finn Sport Fish in Half Moon Bay. And if we're lucky, Alan, he's going to tell us not only how rock fishing and salmon is out of Half Moon Bay, but maybe fill us in the general area for the San Francisco fleet also. Dennis, take it from the top.
Okay, yeah, the San Francisco fleet's fishing Muir Beach to Rocky Point right now, just, you know, up by Stinson Beach, mainly, well, two reasons. The fish are there, and it's got a little breeze offshore. We've been, I'd say fish a rod to limits, a little slower today. They're being inundated by silver salmon. Roger Thomas on the Salty Lady had 38 silvers released for, I guess, 10 king salmon landed. Jimmy Robertson on the outer limits had the same thing, same problem, dilemma, whatever you call it, yesterday. They're up to the rocks. There's silver salmon and the tide pools up there, they're so thick. And then we had 14 limits just right off the Pacifica Pier, and we released 10 silvers, so they're, you know, not as thick, but they do present a problem.
And that was today, Dennis? You had 14 limits on the new Captain Pete out of Half Moon Bay?
Yeah, and that's we were 10 miles up the coast, just Muscle Rock to the Pacifica Pier in tight in about 60 feet of water.
All right. Now, I got to ask, it's 4th of July, just passed us, potato salad, hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecues. Is it time to mooch, or are you still trolling?
You know, yesterday, one of the Emeryville boats, Jim, on the New Salmon Queen, came down, and he was actually the guy that told me that the fisher on the south side, he started trolling and was losing weights to the silver, so he said fooey on it. He switched over to mooching and caught just as many fish mooching as trolling.
Alan, I hate to interrupt you, Dennis. Alan, he's leading up to the fact that he's still trolling, isn't he?
I think so, Mike. I think that's where we're going with this one.
Yeah.
But it is possible. And, yeah. And on the north side, they got the spiny dogfish, so the moochers are getting fish up there. As soon as the dogfish find you got to move on. So I'm not saying that I'm going to be trolling the rest of the year, but I am trolling now.
Well, it sounds actually taking well advice from somebody that knows what they're doing. It sounds like it's still time to troll, even though you're on the beach, shallow water. There's probably some schools of bait around. Keep moving, try to fish a little deeper than the silvers are, and trolling is still a good bet.
Correct.
Now, how about rockfish? Did you hear any rumors of the spiny types?
Oh, wide open. Yeah, all the boats out of mostly south, San Gregorio, Pescadero, just 12 to 15 miles south of the harbor, they're loading down heavy. The Bob on the Queen of Hearts out of the Huck Finn Shop, you have the Gravy and the Tigerfish every day, and the quality's there, too. Boy, if you can get through the schoolies, a lot of vermilions, lots of vermilions. At the the local dock, though, the fish checker caught one guy with six canaries, and you know, it's just out of ignorance. You know, if he was trying to pull one over, he would have hit and you know hit the fish. But those canaries count really count against our season. So fish identification, just for the if we reach our quota of canaries, the whole season gets shut down. So on the Coastside Fishing Club. CoastsideFishingClub.com, their first page, there's a they have the you can download it, the identification, the difference between a canary and a vermilion. It's really important to know that.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, that with the formula of extrapolation, where they basically multiply a couple canaries by 1,000, those six fish could have an impact on days or even weeks of our season. So it's up to all of us. We get to rock cod fish. We get to fish out in a little deeper water, 180 feet. And next year's regulations look even better. But, boy, if you're not sure, throw it back. But that's a good resource for identification, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that. And it's not. It's just out of ignorance. I mean, as I said, the you know, the poachers are going to hide on this poor guy. You know, it's hopefully he'll never do it again. But yeah, that extrapolation, what do we have, 18 tons? And that's probably a ton right there.
Yeah.
The way they figure it, it's...
not good. You're going to get citations. You're going to go to court. It's criminal court. It's not an infraction. It's a misdemeanor charge. It's very bad on your record. And it takes from the rest of the sportsmen. So that'll ruin quite a day or season of fishing for someone. So be careful. I mean, the canaries, if I could just say it, they're more of an orange color, and they have a distinctive grayish-white lateral line. So if you see a different tone on that lateral line, the side stripe on the fish, and it's more of an orangish color, and that lateral line is a lighter color, let it go. It most likely is a canary.
Well said.
Okay. Well, Dennis, give us some information. Man, it's really good to talk to you. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. We miss you, cuz. I hope you and the crew on the new Captain Pete are doing real well, catching a lot of fish. And give us some contact information.
Okay, yeah, you can... the Huck Finn Sport Fishing, they book 8 boats, including me, and you can reach them at area code 650-726-7133. And my cell phone on the boat is area code 650-726-6224. And, Alan, you get a day off. Come on up.
Oh, will do. I'm due for another salmon. We can't get through the silvers down here, Dennis.
Oh, boy. It's and they're not finding the they're not catching them back home. That's Oregon's wondering where they are. They're down here.
That's right. Dennis, thanks a lot, and we really hope to hear from you within the next couple of weeks too. We'll keep track of how it's going up there in Half Moon Bay with
you
guys.
I'll give you all the lowdown and all the guts.
Nice.
Hey, Alan, do you think I didn't get invited to go fishing with him because of my trolling comment? Hey, cuz, have a good day. Thanks for the report.
Okay, talk to you later.
Catch a bunch.
Bye.
Pretty good guy. Glad to check in with Dennis.
Telling you, I really miss having him on the show, and it's great to have him back.
Well, we got even more reports as we left Half Moon Bay. He filled us in from San Francisco. It sounds like the guys out of San Francisco fishing the coast are hugging that Rocky Point area up the coast towards Duxbury Reef, Double Point, the Marin Coast, that area for salmon. Look for the bait. Watch out for silvers heading down the coast. Half Moon Bay did real well heading up the coast to Pacifica, and the rockfish bite is very good from Half Moon Bay south towards Pigeon Point. Beware of that weather, though. A lot of wind, still northwest winds due to that inland heat creates that thermal low trough, and the high pressure is centered off the Pacific, so a lot of northwest wind. When we get back, we're going to head down into the pristine bays of Monterey Bay, the pristine waters of Monterey Bay, I should say, and find out a couple things, how the Big Fish Tournament went from Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project, and if we can check in with Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine and find out what's really going on with the big salmon at SoCal Hole, as well as the big halibut. So don't touch the dial. We'll be right back with more fishing information and entertainment with the Let's Go Fishing Show.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including 6 campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lake View lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
and make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today. Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing with Captain Jimmy Charter. Gary Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHF, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital collective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best.
Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Well, let's go fishing. At least let's talk about it or get prepared for this week. And weather's good. It's that time of the year. A lot going on. Big salmon, SoCal hole, Half Moon Bay salmon, Bodega Bay salmon, San Francisco salmon. A lot to do. Even striped bass in some of the local niches from the beaches from San Francisco all the way down. Give those a try if you know where to go and how to do it. Halibut are moving inshore, too. Let's check into the Monterey Bay. We started the show up north, got a couple reports from those areas, and now we're heading down into Monterey Bay, one of my favorite spots right here out of Santa Cruz. And probably no better source to check in than with Todd Frazier from Bayside Marine. Todd, what's happening?
Well, a lot of big salmon and some nice halibut coming in and a lot of rock on ling cod. So everything is actually happening. This is the time.
All right. Now, I know Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project had their tournament, and just prior to it, gosh, last Thursday, it was really kind of like, boy, I don't know what they're going to catch. Maybe some ling cod. The salmon was pretty much non-existent. Halibut, they were very random. But it just seemed like Friday, everything turned around. Did you notice that also?
Yeah, I think I noticed that basically every year. 4th of July always brings in big salmon, and it seems like the water warms enough, you know, just a little bit more than normal for those big halibut to come in.
All right, and well, let's start with the salmon since we're talking salmon. Tell us when they showed up, where, and if a guy was going to go for them, what should he do?
Well, I'd go to the hole, straight out to the hole around 36, 51, 121, 57, and just work that edge. guys have been coming in with them. There's some mixed silvers, but there's some toads. I mean, my friend of mine from Capitola, Eric, he came up with his personal best today, the 30-plus and 29-plus.
Wow.
So, big fish.
So, be prepared. These are like those fish that showed up off Davenport a few years back. I mean,
exactly.
check your drags, your line. I mean, you're not just going to bring them right in. They sound almost like an albacore when you
hook them. Exactly. No, we weighed in a 32-pounder gut and gills.
Okay, fantastic.
That's a solid fish. It's on the website.
Yeah, so check out the photos. I've been drooling on them. And, I mean, the years I ran the charter boats, even commercial fishing, a 30-pounder in our area, really, it would take a couple thousand fish typically in Monterey Bay before you saw a true dressed-out 30-pounder.
No, it's definitely time for them. You know, Timmy came in with one, though. It was 31 dressed, too, so from Makaira Sport Fishing. So there's plenty of fish out there that are big. It's just you got to see through them.
Yeah.
You got to work a little bit, and, you know, it's well worth it.
It's trophy fishing, Tyee salmon right here in Monterey Bay, Soquel Hole. I know a lot of people kind of get sick here in Soquel Hole, but really when you look at the charts and the contour lines, that finger is definitely the spot to go, whether you're on the east side of it, the west side, or right at the very tip. It holds the bait, it upwells water, and it's a good spot for those big late-season salmon. Todd, take us inshore now. Give us a couple tips on halibut, if you don't mind.
Well, I've been fishing them hard, and I've been ended up with anywhere from 1 to 2, and some of the other guys have been fishing even harder than me and getting up real early and getting good drifts and getting limits, and it's been solid, you know, anywhere from right out front of the harbor. Capitola, I heard some fish today caught. Heard a 42-pound sea bass was caught off Natural Bridges the other day. So everything's in the mix, you know. There's a lot of bait right now, so it's definitely looking a lot better on the inside than I've seen all year.
Okay, it looks healthy. I know I've seen the pelicans bombing. Last night I had a great dinner right at Gilda's. Boy, the prime rib special. Walked outside, watched the guys jig up some mackerel, and looked underneath the wharf, and there was just a hurricane of anchovies, just windmill circling right underneath the pilings there. It was a pretty neat spectacle. The pelicans were flying by, so a lot of stuff going on inshore. The water's cleared up. There's a lot of life there. A recap on this white sea bass. What was it caught on? Did you hear anything about that, Todd?
Well, believe it or not, it was a 42-pounder caught off of a shrimp fly with squid.
All right.
Rental boat, even.
Well, they did something right, and that's let the thing run. Don't thumb the spool.
Exactly.
Same with these big halibut. You hook one of these 30, 40-pound halibut, which are coming in, take your time.
That's it. You know, we got a nice one today. We got a 26-pounder right out front here for the evening drift. So There's some toads to be had. You just got to put in time.
Yep. And how about a quick summary with rockfish? Where to go and what kind of reports you heard?
Well, it was really solid over there at the island for a while, but due to the fact that the wind's been howling every day, it's been tough and no boats have been hitting it. So most of the guys have been working the local reefs, you know, off Natural Bridges, Lighthouse, and a little bit off the mile buoy, and guys are ended up with some nice fish. Some guys are coming up with limits around 90 feet of water.
So. Yeah, I've seen a lot of vermilions coming in. The lingcod, be careful. The size limit is 24 inches, so a lot of those 22, 23-inch lingcod, be careful. Let them go. They don't decompress when they come up, so if you treat them right, they'll survive and swim back down for another day.
That's for sure, and don't forget that you can go out to 180 now this year, so that is a good fact to know. A lot of guys don't know how deep you can fish, but it's 180 and to the inside.
Right on, a little deeper. Give us some contact information. If you guys are going anywhere in the Monterey Bay, check in with Todd at Bayside. Check the site for recent reports and photos. Give us some contact information at Bayside, Todd.
Well, you can always get me at the regular phone line, 475-2173. That's the 831 area code, along with 464-3474. For the hotline, and www.baysidemarinesclikesantacruz.com. You can always get me on the web and updated daily, so you guys want to know what's going on. That's it.
All right, Todd Frazier, have a great weekend. Thanks for the report.
Anytime, Mike.
And keep in mind, if your boat's broke down or you don't want to pay the fuel price, you can always hop on the charter boat. Stagnero has been fishing the rockfish a lot. The Velocity, they're going to have afternoon trips coming up. They're also running the Princess out of Stagnero Sport Fishing as well. So hop on one of those boats, galleys on board. Comfortable ride to sit back, relax, and let the skipper take you to the fish. Or get a rental boat right there in Capitola this time of the year. Boy, New Brighton Beach can be a real spot for exotics.
Capitola or the Santa Cruz Wharf, they got the boat rentals going on the Santa Cruz Wharf now, too, so you can head off from there and go around the corner and fish the entire west side up to Natural Bridges. There's a lot of fish happening right there right now.
Or get a group of buddies and really have your exclusive trip on a six-pack boat right out of Santa Cruz with real sport fishing on the Doble or Captain Jimmy with the sister ship, the Becky Ann. Two beautiful six-pack boats. And you can hop on with them, fast rides, nice boats. So get out there, go fish, and boy, even this time of the year, I could say put butter in the frying pan because you're probably going to bring some fish home.
That's right.
Good fun. As we work our way down the coast, it's been a fun show. We started up north, talked a lot about salmon and the rockfish opener, working our way down. In a minute, Alan's going to fill us in on a little bit of the Central Coast freshwater as well as the Bay Area for salmon, striped bass, halibut inside the bay. But tuna's on my mind, and it's just too windy right out here. The northwest wind, that thermal low that takes place inshore. But, I mean, albacore, white sea bass, yellowtail, it's going on. It's in Southern California. There's probably no one better to ask than Chad Woods from sportfishingreport.com. Chad, take it from the top.
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a trip we had today at sportfishingreport.com. We had the opportunity to run a charter on the Ultra out of Newport Landing. It's a nice, comfortable Delta, and it sleeps eight people. And we took our guys out. They made some squid at Catalina. They headed over to San Clemente Island, and they proceeded to just, this was one of the best. They had 11 white sea bass up to 54 pounds. The guy who caught the 54-pound sea bass, it was the first sea bass he had ever caught.
Oh, yeah. That's when I'm on the back deck chanting, eat the heart.
That would have been a big heart to eat. They ended up also having really good fishing on yellowtail. They had 36 yellowtail in the 20 to 30-pound class and two halibut. The hot stick on the boat had eight yellowtail, two white sea bass, and two halibut, and he actually lost five yellowtail.
Wow.
So they lost it. They may have had 36, but according to Brian, I think they had about 72 hookups.
And these were big yellowtail.
Big.
What island did you say? I didn't remember.
San Clemente Island, which is the southernmost island in the Channel Islands chain.
Now, is that normal, or is it a little late for the big yellowtail? Or I thought usually they caught smaller fish out off the kelp patties.
Yeah, the kelp patty fish, the San Diego fleet has been catching is smaller. But when you go fishing for yellowtail at the islands, you get the fish that moved in and stay, and they gorge themselves on the squid. And, I mean, most of the time when you're at the Channel Islands fishing near the island, you're going to catch good-sized yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The other situation that's pretty darn amazing is, you know, we're talking about the quality of the fish, is the San Diego. Now, if you're going to be heading down there, I strongly encourage you to go right now. The fishing conditions on 2- and 3-day trips are absolutely unheard of. They're catching 50 to 90-pound fish, bluefin, yellowfin, some albacore in there. Really good quality on these fish, and they're starting to get some Dorado in there. The water's really warmed up, and I think we're really seeing the tail end of the albacore down here, because the yellowfin are starting to really hit the counts, and the people, everybody I talk to, they're just amazed at the quality. So if you have some free time, I would say go.
2- to 3-day trip San Diego right now. Now, are these 50 to 90-pound fish, did you say those are yellowfin or bluefin tuna?
Bluefin and yellowfin.
Mixed, okay.
And they're eating. I believe Steve Carson might be out there on the searcher right now. I can't wait to hear from him next week.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same. I hope they brought some big gear. You almost want to bring the type of gear you bring to the Revela Hijito Islands for the big tuna, even though you're on a 2- to 4-day trip out of San Diego. You're not looking at 15-pound schoolie albacore. It sounds like you're looking for big crashing bluefin and yellowfin tuna up to 50 to 90 pounds.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a go.
Wow.
So that's the real ticket. The inshore scene for the half-day, three-quarter-day boats has been pretty good. You know, we're getting the sand bass, we're getting the barracuda. There's still good rock fishing at the Northern Channel Islands when they can get out to the outer islands. Been a lot of wind up there. But I have a feeling we're going to see that sea bass thing start going a little more at Anacapa and Santa Cruz here.
All right. And if you're not familiar with fishing down there, again, I recommend checking in with sportfishingreport.com. They do charter trips. And it's just a good following of guys that are regulars on those boats. So if you're not familiar with it and you want to hook up with some guys, those are good trips to go on. On that same note, Chad, are you still planning the trip up here on the Velocity?
Yes, actually. I will be calling Kenny tomorrow. I believe we're going to do it in the end of August, okay. And we're going to do it like midweek. So we'll do a special thing, and we'll get some of the listeners to come fish with us.
Yeah, keep us posted. We'll be curious about that. In the meantime, give us the contact information for the website and the trout fishing site as well.
Okay. If you want to get daily information, go to www.sportfishingreport.com. We're getting over 12,000 visitors a day. And you can also check out rainbowtrout.com. That's our freshwater site.
Yeah, for Southern Sierras, Mammoth area, June Loop, Bridgeport, that whole area, right?
Yeah, we cover all over the state. So
okay.
There's stuff for the local people up there in Monterey and the Bay Area.
All right, and we really appreciate you now hosting our fishing show, the archive show. You're posted on your site, sportfishingreport.com. A big thanks from us. So thanks, Chad. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the report.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. A lot going on. You know, Alan, I've had a few comments from some of the listeners. It's like, I'm going to quit listening. I get too excited. I know how they feel.
Well, I do too. I mean, we're both sitting here on the edge of our seats thinking about big tuna and, you know, that kind of exciting action. And man, oh man, you know, Mike Baxter, listeners, Mike Baxter is the person who got me my first albacore, and it made my arm hurt so much. And when that fish came in, I couldn't believe how small it was. That fish did that to me. It took me a half an hour to get the thing in with Baxter at my shoulder saying, "Do you want this fish, Alan? Are you going to bring this fish in?" And it's like, Mike, you know, shut up. But, yeah, tuna fish has to be the most exciting fishing as far as I'm concerned. And I can't wait to see if we actually get a chance to reach some this year from locally, you know, Monterey Bay, albacore.
Yeah.
I got my fingers crossed.
It'll happen. On that same note here, I did check out Terrafin right now. There is warm water, and if I had to sum it up, there's two spots to look at right now, and they're the usual. The Dog Bone right there, Officer Point Sir, that's a good area. There's a water break there. Now, look at the big picture, though. That water kind of swirls around, so it actually comes in from the west, northwest, and it bends down towards the southeast. That's not a good predominant direction, although it may be holding a few albacore. You never know. Sir Canyon is a good spot. There is some warm water there as well as the Dog Bone. Otherwise, heading up the coast, there's another kind of a spiral or finger of warm water, and it's going up towards the 601 where all that deep water canyon comes up along that shelf outside of New Year's Island. That's a point of interest, but I have to say that both breaks don't look optimal. However, they would be holding a few albacore. You really want to find those, if you excuse the expression, the Indian fish trap or funnels that point up towards the north, northeastern direction where those fish are going to trap up tight. Quick summary, the big fish tournament, Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project hosted. A big thanks to West Marine. They donated, I believe it was $20 gift certificates for everybody that bought a ticket, as well as Western Outdoor News. So big thanks to them. Everybody's a winner if you bought a ticket. There was 500 tickets sold, I believe, $6,000 to $8,000 of revenue built for Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project, which is distributed for their daily expenses, everything from feeding the steelhead smolts and coho smolts up there at Big Creek, as well as the Chinook Salmon Enhancement Project that brings, gosh, almost a quarter million salmon into the Monterey Bay. So, you know, a big thanks to all those guys that put so much effort into that, the project. It really helped us. And like Larry Wolf said to me yesterday, it was, you know what, Mike, if every community did what we do here in Santa Cruz and in this side of the Monterey Bay, if every area or community along the coast did what we're doing, we wouldn't be facing a lot of the problems in fisheries that we are. So, you know what, a lot of respect to those guys. It sounds like a little controversy. The biggest fish probably right now, I didn't get for press report the exact releases of the biggest fish and the names, but it sounds like a 38.3-pound halibut was caught by a spear fisherman. Yep, that stirred the pot up a little bit. But you know what? It's not necessarily what you won or who won it unless you're the guy winning it. But, you know, it's more about supporting the cause. And if spear fishermen are legitimate and you got a bone to pick, get yourself a wetsuit and a spear gun and have at it. Maybe you'll win. You're not going to catch me down there. But it looks like also on the scoreboard, 17-pound ling cod was brought in, 29-pound halibut. Otherwise, I think the top three contenders were halibut and maybe all three by spear fishermen. So a quick summary in that, all the respect to the guys at Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project. And when we get back, Alan's going to fill us in on his kayak adventure and the cod he caught right outside of Santa Cruz, as well as the San Francisco Bay Report. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back with more infallible fishing logic for you to get out there this weekend and catch a bunch.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders, or take out. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technologies. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase/tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart. Serving boaters since 1955. For over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart. California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats. Hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel-efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line. That's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing. The Let's Go Fishing Show here on KSTO 1080 KOMY 1340 and archived at shiptoshoreradio.com and sportfishingreport.com. Thanks for tuning in. A big thanks to the sponsors there. We heard from Ray Marine, Live Oak Cafe, Stag Narrow Fishing Trips right there on the wharf, Interphase Technology, Capitola Boat and Bait, and Boat and Motor Mart. Speaking of Boat and Motor Mart, I checked in with them for a bait report, Oyster Point, and Marvin told me that the halibut fishing's been pretty good right there at Oyster Point, and as well as the Rockwall Alameda. And a big mention, they got a 25-foot Parker. I wish I was in the market for this, but they got a 25-foot Parker, fully rigged. I think Johnson Hicks did all the rigging. I'm talking crab puller, electronics, outriggers, downriggers, everything. It's an 05 model, brand new, with twin 150 outboards on it, and it's a smoking deal. So if you're interested in a boat like that, it's the Deep V model. Those Parker boats are real nice. Give them a call at Boat and Motor Mart. Tell them you heard it here and ask for the rock bottom deal. Speaking of the Bay Area, Alan, fill us in. We got a couple minutes here.
Well, yeah, Mike, Oyster Point is one of the best spots for halibut right now in the Bay. Alameda Rockwall is a close second. The Berkeley Flats are doing pretty good. But the secret spot and where I would go would be over in San Pablo Bay by San Quentin, around the Brickyard, you know, that whole area, the Sisters, Marin Islands area. You got a good chance of halibut and a good chance of stripers right now, too. There's a lot of, you know, legal stripers to catch. You can catch and release up to 20 days. So my kayaker friends up there have been doing that.
All right. Now, talking about kayaks right here, give us a pointer on some cod right outside of Santa Cruz.
Well, it's an easy launch from the Santa Cruz Harbor. I went out this morning out to the Mile Buoy really looking for halibut, Mike. But I kept getting those pesky rockfish, and before I knew it, I had a whole box full and had my limit. There's a couple obliging legal-sized ling cod that got into the box as well, so I came back with some real good food for the fridge. I do want to mention, though, for the local anglers who want to do freshwater, if you got kids, right now, Westlake Pond, the bluegill, it's pretty good fishing. I hear the bluegill fishing is improving at Loch Lomond, too. Surprisingly, they're still getting limits of trout out of Loch Lomond, despite the fact that it's 77 degrees. Right. And the bass fishermen, if they know what they're doing, are catching them in the back coves.
All right, good fun stuff there. Take the kids. Great areas right here in our community. Why drive miles and miles or hours away when you can go right here? Loch Lomond is a great spot. Now, Department of Fish and Game emails me. No, just information. Wild Pig Hunting Clinic is coming up in Kern County. If you're interested in that, check in California Department of Fish and Game. More information on that clinic there if you're interested in wild pig hunting. Also, Feather River Hatchery, what they're doing is releasing a lot of these spring run fish from the hatchery in the Feather River with tags. So if you do get a tag, they're interested on where you caught that salmon with the tag in it. Another email that came from Fish and Game this week was in regards to the Kern River. They are planting large rainbow trout there. So if you're ever interested in fishing the Kern River, check that out. Bigger fish than ever planted in the Kern River from Fish and Game. And a lot of that information you can find at dfg.ca.gov. Just do a Google search for California Department of Fish and Game. I hope you have a great time this week and get out there, go fishing. I'm going to try to wet a line. We'll see if that happens. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And another big thanks to you guys for listening. It's not about Alan and myself, luckily, but it's about fishing in our community, taking kids fishing, being proud to be a sportsman, and taking pride in the resources in the ocean and lake environment out there, and letting people know that fishermen do care about fish. And we're proud to be sportsmen. Have a great weekend. Catch a bunch of fish. Alan, as usual, thanks for all your help.
My pleasure, Mike, and I want to repeat that invitation for everyone to show up next week, same time, same station.
We'll be back. Thanks for tuning in. Catch a big one.
Up-to-the-minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
Snow, now word from a Japanese newspaper that the long-range missile was headed for the waters near Hawaii. That missile failed and plunged into the Sea of Japan. Seven missiles in all, launching international outrage.
I don't have myself clear understanding why North Korea made the decision it did to launch these missiles, other than I believe in their traditional way to try and intimidate others, and of course, if that is the reason, it has backfired completely.
That's UN Ambassador John Bolton live in Seoul, South Korea. Fox News Radio's David Piper. David, what's happening there tonight?
Well, hi, Todd. Yeah, we've heard about this Japanese newspaper report suggesting that this Taepodong 2 missile was targeted in the vicinity of Hawaii. Now, the suggestion in the report says an Aegis warship worked out the trajectory of the launch. The paper quotes unnamed Japanese and U.S. military sources, but we can't confirm details at the moment. But what we do know is that the diplomatic pressure is mounting on North Korea, but it does remain very belligerent. It said in the statement over the last 24 hours that it confirmed it had test-fired these missiles and it was preparing to launch more. And perhaps, most worryingly, it also warned of stronger physical actions if the international community tried to put pressure on it.
All right, thanks, David. Meanwhile, President Bush urging patience, saying diplomacy will take some time. Two members of Tonga's royal family are dead, killed in a San Francisco car crash. The prince and princess hit by a teenager. That teenager believed to be racing her sports car near Menlo Park. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I just broke my arm.
Did it hurt?
It felt great.
Felt great?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you don't even have a cast on. You didn't break your arm.
Sure I did. I called Quicken Loans and broke out of my adjustable rate mortgage.
Oh, that arm.
Exactly. My adjustable rate mortgage payment was scheduled to go up by hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds? That could really break you.
Yeah, it could. So I called Quicken Loans. They took a quick x-ray of my financial situation and refinanced my arm to keep my payment low.
Low mortgage payments, just what the doctor ordered. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage or arm, call Quicken Loans now to break your arm before your arm breaks you. Interest rates are going up, and so is your payment. Avoid payment shock and call Quicken Loans now at 800-743-2911. With over 150 loan programs, it's easy to find your best option starting around 5.5%. Call 800-743-2911. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 6.542%. Call 800-743-2911.
It's a waste of time. Say something.